Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Man by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Zayin, the first parak Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava said that if a woman says, Ten man l'poni ve'kadesh l'cha, give a money to Pony, and I'll thereby become married to you. Mekudesh is middin arev. She's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with a guarantor, afa gavde l'mate hanal yada, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, kamashah b'navshe, he still obligates himself to pay if the borrower defaults, this woman too becomes married despite the money being given to a different party. If one says to a woman, helach mana v'skadshi l'poni, here is a mana for you, and become married to pony with it, mekudesh midin eved kanani, she's married based on the principle found when freeing an eved kanani. Although the slave gave nothing, he acquires himself and goes free when others redeem him. So too, the husband marries this woman by someone else giving her money. These principles can be combined. If a woman says, Ten man l'poni v'kadesh ani lo, give a man to pony and I will thereby become married to him, v'kadesh mi den shneim. She is married based on a combination of both principles, although she didn't receive the money and the husband didn't give it. Point number two, Rava said that if a man says, Hiskachli chetzi mekudeshes, become married to half of me, she's married. But if he said, Chetziach mekudeshesli, half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After Abai challenged him, Rava explained the distinction. Hasim itas alabei tre lochazia, there in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. El gavra mi lochazia lebei tre, but is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman if he wishes. Marzuta Breda Ramari asked Ravina, Benipshitu la kedushe bakula, let the kedushin spread through all of her, allowing the kedushin to take effect. For we find that when one is makdish, half an animal, or any vital limb, the entire animal becomes hektish. The Gemara answers that here, since she must consent to any kedushin, no part can become married without her consent. This is analogous to an animal owned by partners, that the hektish of one party does not make the entire animal hektish. And point number three, a story is related. How gavra da'akdish mishirai, a certain man married someone with silk. Rabba said, well, tzrichu shuma, does not need appraisal before she accepts it, and Rav Yosef said it does. The Gemara first explains that if he said b'kolduhu, whatever it's worth, all agree the kedushin would be valid. The argument is where he claimed it was worth 50 zuz, for example, and in truth it is, but it was not appraised beforehand. Rabba holds that since she received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, kaven de'itisula b'kiya b'shuma, since a woman is not expert in appraisal, l'sam chadarta, she's not certain that it's worth what he says, and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. In a second version, the argument applies even where he said, whatever it's worth, and Rav Yosef holds that shavik kesef, items worth money, must be similar to true money. Muk kesef the keys, just as money's value is set, av shavik kesef nami the kai. So two items worth money require a set value, which is known. So once again, the three points are number one. Rava said that if a woman says, Ten man l'poni v'kadesh l'cha, give a money to Ploni, and I'll thereby become married to you, v'kudesh es middin arv, she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with a guarantor, afa gavde l'mate hanal yada, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, kamashah b'navshe, he still obligates himself to pay if the borrower defaults, this woman too becomes married despite the money being given to a different party. If one says to a woman, Helach mana v'skadshi l'poni, here is a mana for you, and become married to Ploni with it, mekudesh midin eved kanani, she's married based on the principle found when freeing an eved kanani. Although the slave gave nothing, he acquires himself and goes free when others redeem him. So too, the husband marries this woman by someone else giving her money. These principles can be combined. If a woman says, Ten man l'poni v'kadesh ani lo, give a man to pony and I will thereby become married to him, mekudesh midin shneim, she is married based on a combination of both principles, although she didn't receive the money and the husband didn't give it. Point number two, Rava said that if a man says, Hiskachli chetzi mekudeshes, become married to half of me, she's married. But if he said, Chetziach mekudeshesli, half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After Abai challenged him, Rava explained the distinction. Hasim itas alabei tre lochazia, there in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. El gavra mi lochazia lebei tre, but is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman if he wishes. Marzuta Breda Ramari asked Ravina, Benipshitu la kedushe bakula, let the kedushin spread through all of her, allowing the kedushin to take effect. For we find that when one is makdish, half an animal, or any vital limb, the entire animal becomes hektish. The Gemara answers that here, since she must consent to any kedushin, no part can become married without her consent. This is analogous to an animal owned by partners, that the hektish of one party does not make the entire animal hektish. And point number three, a story is related. How gavra da'akdish mishirai, a certain man married someone with silk. Rabba said, well, tzrichu shuma, does not need appraisal before she accepts it, and Rav Yosef said it does. The Gemara first explains that if he said b'kolduhu, whatever it's worth, all agree the kedushin would be valid. The argument is where he claimed it was worth 50 zuz, for example, and in truth it is, but it was not appraised beforehand. Rabbi holds that since you received the correct value, the condition is valid. But Rav Yosef holds, kaven de itisul abikia b'shuma, since a woman is not expert in appraisal, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. In a second version, the argument applies even where he said, whatever it's worth. And Rav Yosef holds that shavah kesef, items worth money, must be similar to true money. Muk has the keys, just as money's value is set, Ashava Kesef Nami the Kite. So two items worth money require a set value, which is known. Alright, so now we get our Simon Dav Zion, and our standard Simon is a gun, a Kli Zion, a gun. So here goes. The woman who approached the armed guard with a diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadashir by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, and was Makadashir with a silk with an image of a gun on it he claimed was worth 50 zuz. Once again, in slow motion. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun, that must be more in Dav Zion, Kli Zion. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Mekadosher by giving the money to another man, which reminds us, Rav has said that if a woman says, ten manu l'poni v'kadesh l'cha, give a money to m'choni, and I'll thereby become married to you, m'kadesh is midin arif, she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with the guarantor, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, come Shabbat nafshe, he still obligates himself to pay. If the borrower defaults, the woman too becomes married, despite the money be given to a different party. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Mekadosher by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, which reminds us, Rav said that if a man says, he's kachli uchetzi, mukadeshes, become married to half of me, she's married. But if he said half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After by challenge him, Rav explained the distinction. There, in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. But is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman, if he wishes. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Mekadosher by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, and was Mekadosher with a silk with an image of a gun on it he claimed was worth 50 zuz, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where a man is Mekadosher a woman with a silk that he says is worth 50 zuz, and in truth it is, but it wasn't appraised. Rav holds that since you received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, since a woman is not an expert in appraisal, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. So once again, the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Mekadosher by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, and was Mekadosher with a silk with an image of a gun on it he claimed was worth 50 zuz. All right, so now it's time for four Bach Chazar. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, gamal. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh is called by doing chalifin, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude, according to Rav Huna, chalifin as a form of kedushin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect kedushin is chalifin is now b'parchas m'shava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. V'ishim b'parchas m'shava pruta makanya nafsha. And a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be dumb meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect kedushin, even if he gives an item of higher value. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin. Which reminds us, the Gemara is how we know that a father gets to keep his daughter's kedushin money. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who darshaned a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes an ara, v'yotza chinam ein kasef, and she shall go out for free, there is no money given. This implies ein kesef v'adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef v'adon acher, but there is money given to another master, and who's that? The father. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings. Which reminds us, Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor ish es bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama ma'asa yadeh l'rabba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master. Abbas nami ma'asa yadeh l'aviyah, so too regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors. That must be more on Daf Dalet, Dalet, doors. The father walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the need for separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kesef kedushin and earnings. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's kedushin money, I might have said this because she didn't expend effort for the money, but her earnings, which she expended effort for, I would say they're hers. And if the Torah had only taught the father keeps her earnings, one might have said the reason is because she's being sustained by him, but kedushin money, which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both thrushes were required. So the father walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, past a freed Nahar maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, the pasuk says, V'yatzachina, and she shall go out for free, alien may bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given, alien may naros. This refers to the days of naros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks, why both rushes are needed since bagrus is after naros? Marbar Ravashi explains that the pasuk is teaching about an islandese who never attains naros and proceeds directly to bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at naros can be sold initially. So the father who walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, passed a freed Nahara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the necessity for two sources of kedushin with money, ki yikach ish isha and v'yatzachinam in kesef. Daf hay, so the similar daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The man searching through the haystack, that must be on daf hay. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source, that a shtar can affect kedushin, and why money cannot affect divorce, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect kedushin. After a kavach homer from money is rejected, it is learned from a hekesh, v'yatzav ha'isa, she shall leave, and she will become married. Makish havai yitzia, it compares being, kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Ma yitzia b'shtar af havai nami b'shtar. Just as leaving is achieved with a document, so too being can be achieved with a document. The Gemara asks that the same hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abaye and Rava give two different answers. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects kedushin through a kal v'chomer, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that chuppah can affect kedushin based on the kal v'chomer for money. Ma kesef she'eno gomer, kona, money, which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin yet can acquire for kedushin. Chuppah shukomeres eno din shetikne chuppah, which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for kedushin. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects kedushin through a kal v'chomer and some kesef kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat, Mukadeshusli, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace, a ketzav b'kesev, how is kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and kesev oshava kesev, if he gave her money or items worth money. V'amrola, Hariyat, Mukadeshusli, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of kedushin. She's married, avalhishin nasna, but if she gave him money and said, harini mukadeshusli, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Dav vav, so the similar dav vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more in dav vav. The sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, Dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage take effect. Rav Yehuda says, Sarach Lefarsh, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they were dealing with this subject when the kedushin or get was given. So the sword collector was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be makadisher with the benefit of a loan extension, which reminds us, Abaye says, a makadish b'milva in a makadesh is one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin. She's not married because he didn't give her anything now. But if he attempts to marry with the benefit of a loan, she's married. The case is, we extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry her with the benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. So the sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wise to do makadisha with the benefit of a loan extension when he saw a matana manasalaxir sign which indicated giving the sword on condition she give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with Chalifim, which reminds the Gemara explains that Matan Matana, a gift on condition to return it, is considered a gift and works in the case of a sale, pidyon ben, and truma. In all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction. The one case where it doesn't work is with a woman's kedushin, lefi she'ein isha niknas bechalifin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn why we need two sources of kedushin with kesef, the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha, and v'yasachinam ein kasev, that's on Dav Dalet. Good number two, which stuff do you learn a man says, harin mukadesh li, but a woman cannot say, harin mukadesh ocha, that's on Dav Hey, good number three, which stuff you have a question of items of undetermined value must be appraised for kedushin, such as the case of a man using a silk he says is worth 50 zuz, that's on Dav Zion. Good number four, which stuff you want a woman can be mukadeshes, bahanos milva with an alone extension, that's on Dav Vav. Good number five, which stuff you want a man can say to a woman, become mukadeshes to half of me, but not say to the woman, half of you should become mukadeshes to me, that's on Dav Zion. Good number six, which stuff you want what the din is if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, that's on Dav Vav. Good number seven. Which of the one that money can affect kedushin from the gezerah shava of kicha kicha mistei afron? That's on Dav Beis. Good number eight. Which of the one if a woman says give a mana to a pony and I'll be married to you, it works based on the principle of an arev? That's on Dav Zayin. Good number nine. Which stuff do you learn the source for shtar for kedushin is from the hekesh of v'yatz of ha'isa and why money cannot affect divorce? That's on Dav Hey, good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn why we need separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kedushin and earnings? That's on Dav. Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.